from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, watch out for severe weather. A tornado warning is in effect for the next 15 to 30 minutes for Atlantic, Camden, Gloucester, Cape May, and Cumberland counties. A flash flood warning and a severe thunderstorm warning are also in effect for most of Central and South Jersey for the next few hours. Do not use the roads if you are in an area under a flash flood warning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara will have more coming up. New Jersey rail commuters will need to find another way into and out of work today as NJ Transit engineers are on strike. The strike was called after NJ Transit and the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen failed to reach a deal last night. The move affects 350,000 daily riders. During a press conference at Newark Penn Station Thursday, Governor Murphy says this much is without dispute.
We must reach a final deal that is both fair to employees and at the same time affordable for New Jersey's commuters and taxpayers.
Both sides are expected to return to the negotiating table on Sunday. NJ Transit has laid out a number of travel plans to try and get people to where they need to be. We've got all the details at nj1015.com. And New Jersey news brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. A Patterson councilman, Luis Velez, is denying accusations that he was driving drunk before a crash early Monday morning. A city resident involved in the crash attended Tuesday night's city council meeting and said she can't go to work or attend school. The councilman faced hours of angry speakers. Velez briefly responded,
"I took notes. I will pray over it. And that's all I have to say."
Velez said to NBC4 New York that he was not given a breathalyzer test at the crash scene because there was, quote, no need. He is not facing any criminal charges and a police investigation is ongoing. Residents continue to face challenges securing real ID appointments. The MVC's appointment portal shows no available appointments through at least August at major licensing centers across the state, NorthJersey.com reports. There are, however, over 3,000 appointments available for Real ID Tuesdays, but not until August 12th. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should you brace for another round of thunderstorms tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather generally is going to keep the cloud cover, and there's going to be some stray thunderstorms this afternoon and into parts of the area for tonight. In the evening, we're going to see the showers and thunderstorms taper off for the southern coast, giving us some sunshine tomorrow. Now, some of these storms tonight into tomorrow could be on the heavy side with the rainfall, and it could also bring some strong winds. Highs today in the upper 70s, low to mid 80s tomorrow. And then Sunday's going to be not as warm with clouds and sunshine, a spotty shower in the northwest hills, highs around the mid-70s. Monday, we have a range, low to upper 70s with a mix of clouds and sunshine, and then temps near 70 Tuesday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Across the Garden State, it's 67 degrees in Scotch Plains, 63 in Belmar, Mays Landing, 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather report brought to you by NJ Diet. It's now springtime, and NJ Diet is here to help you lose the weight the natural way, without shots and without uncomfortable side effects. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's contractually guaranteed. Go to njdiet.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.